Blog Talk Radio.
Duh. Okay. Now that we're back, I'll use the old drop.
Frank, the bodyguard. Cigars, women, scotch, boobies, fine cuisine, movies, cigars.
No, David's a song for you. No, David is a song for you. Welcome to the show. Finally called in. I kept wondering, why aren't they counting it down? I got 15 seconds. And
all you need is 15 seconds.
Well, that's what she said. Welcome to the show. Call it number 563-999-3746. And thanks to Chanel in Hawaii, which I didn't get to meet. My flight got canceled. So thank you, American Airlines. Fuck you very much. She is. She's still doing her honey dip cigars. And it would have been nice to have done the show from Hawaii, but it worked out better because now I can go to Vegas since I didn't go to Hawaii. Like I said, the call-in number is 563-999-3746. And the phone lines are open. We talk about belching, cigars, scotch, bourbon, smoked drinks. You've never had one. You don't drink. Pennsylvania Barn Smoker in 2 weeks. I'll be up there with Shane, Black Rifle Coffee Company, of course, Arachnogrip, honorandremember.org, Bugatti Lighters that I use, Shooter's Lube, Lake Manassas Limousine, Tobacology, and Manassas, Haymarket, Amador Humidors. And as always, someone decided to finally show up. Tree Hugger. Say hello, Tree Hugger.
Hello, Tree Hugger.
So,
what do you smoke
with that? I smoke an Oliva. An Oliva V. This is a great cigar. I have three.
Are you smoking that in honor of your evil Supreme Court and all their evil decisions? Is that your victory cigar?
V for victory, peasants.
Yes.
God bless the USA. You know something that your little Brandon, your little sissy boy, never says, God bless America?
Why shouldn't you? America built on hate, right? Don't celebrate July 4th. Don't do it.
You don't even know why. Who did we get our independence from? The Russians?
Aliens.
Aliens?
Which are not illegal, because no person is illegal.
Everyone
unless you want to abort them. It's okay.
Everyone deserves to be heard. So did you see the meme of Trump in the limo kicking the shit out of people?
Yeah.
So
he does that.
Even in the suburban, a suburban is about from me to you, right? The POTUS always goes to the right rear.
It's basically my dick length.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to know that. That's not a topic for discussion. So that's 6 feet?
Yeah, that's
so
about
his
right.
Arms are what, 3 feet long? So
yeah,
unless
tiny,
he's like
tiny
the,
little orange
hand. Unless he's like the guy from Fantastic Four
right.
And Stan Lee gave him superpowers, mm-hmm. It didn't happen. Oh, I heard from somebody else that he did this. And this, the fake January 6th convention of idiots and goofballs said, oh, it's on the internet. It's got to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And to that little bitch POS that tried to run me off the road off 29 yesterday, I've got your tag number. I know who you are. I will find you.
Sorry about that, Frank.
And make you. Yeah, I know. It was a little tiny white girl.
That was
just
me.
A little
that
POS.
Was that was me.
Well, your hair was in a ponytail.
Yeah.
And she just, you know, that you got on 29, you got some where there's three lanes and it merges into two. She just came over. Didn't, no signal, no nothing.
Sometimes you gotta do that.
So she had some specialty tape plate. So I've got it. I've got her on camera, and I'm going to make her life miserable. I'm not threatening her. No threats. No hate. Love her like a brother in a non-fag way, but I'll make sure she's, you know. But that's vehicular aggravated assault with a vehicle. And then she came up and pushed me over to the left-handed lane, almost off the road, to get back around me. So, oh, I think your friend's calling that. It's Frank the Bodyguard. Who's this?
Frankenstein, Alan Nolan.
Who's this?
Brother Frank.
Oh,
Alan.
Al, brother. What's up, brother?
How are you?
Happy
4th of
July. Happy end of Gay Pride Day. Gay Pride
All
Month.
All of the above. All of the above.
God.
Right back at
all. All the flags are down. I'm so happy. I don't have to listen to 47 commercials going, we're all this all the time, 24/7. And then the end of the month, crickets. You don't hear anything. How art thou doing?
Well, I'm good. How about you, my friend?
I'm good. My Hawaii, I'm sitting here with Tree Hugger. Say hi, Tree Hugger.
Hey, Tree Hugger.
Tree Hugger, yeah. My Hawaii trip got canceled thanks to American Airlines.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry.
No, actually, it's better. You know why? Because now I can go to Big Smoke.
Oh, good. Okay.
And
well,
it's at Resort World.
We'll plan on that.
It's Resort World.
I know. That's bizarre.
So
but okay, that's what they want.
It's interesting. Speak Chinese.
It'll be different.
It'll be amazing. And then I'm bringing a trooper friend of mine, Trooper Dan's coming to Vegas.
Excellent.
And he and I are going. Well, I'm flying direct to Dallas for the UC-10 special event at the South Fork Ranch in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you told me. That sounds interesting.
Well, if my flight doesn't get canceled, I'll be fine. So,
yeah, well, that's a problem for everybody.
I know. I hope you're sitting down. My son called me 5 days ago and said, I met a brother.
What did he call you?
I told him, because he wants to, I guess, follow in his father's footsteps. He went out and talked to a brother. And he goes, What do I do? I said, go to dinner. Well, what's that? I said, go to dinner. Just show up. Find out when they meet and go. Meet the guys. Find out if they're your cup of tea. There's some of them that might not, but most of them are. And,
well, sure.
You know.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
I'm so happy. Now, whether or not he goes through and goes to the light, I don't know.
well, that's up to him.
We'll
but
exactly. I can only hope.
Listen, we got you in. They'll take anybody.
Well, I know. But you signed the paper, so screw you.
I know. Screw me.
How's Stinky?
Stinky's good. Stinky is,
good.
You know, living large. Got her first apartment, and so she's, living in Virginia. I know.
Okay. I know. Well,
she's got
I'll,
the boyfriend.
I'll,
we don't know if we like him or not.
For a nominal fee, I'll show up at the nightclub she's at with her boyfriend and going, how you doing?
Your uncle sends his best. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Uncle Frank.
She knows you.
I don't
That's
mind
the
going
problem.
Back.
Yeah. See, Stinky knows you. That's the problem.
Well, that's okay, though. Can you imagine the sucker factor? he knows you did it. So
you're at Rex, you little bitch.
Yes, I am. I'm relaxing at Rex.
And where's mine with you?
No, hell no. You know what? Hold on 1 second. My illegal went out.
Oh, that's not good.
Currently occupied. He has something in his mouth right now.
You know, I've got 3 magazines, but one of them will hit you at this range.
Don't blow your load.
Yeah, don't shoot it all in one spot. It's
all
very
right,
good. What
brother.
Are you doing? You heard about Jill retiring?
Yes, I did. I'm excited for her. So that's,
I'm so
that's
happy
good.
For her. What are you doing on the floor?
I'm not doing a damn thing. And that's okay.
Safest way.
I'm gonna sit on my rear end.
Well, I hope you have a good time, brother. And
thank
appreciate
you, my brother.
You calling
it's good to hear you back on the air.
Yeah, until I say something again, and then they'll go, "Oh, you can't do it."
Well, that should be in the next 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Give me time. Hide somewhere and watch.
All right, my friend. We'll get together soon.
All right, brother. Take care.
Take care. Take care. Bye bye.
Where's mine, brother? That's Brother Allen. He's a good guy. Good mentor for me. You need to join them.
Happy about the Supreme Court? Is that what you're saying?
No. You need to join the Masons. We could get you in there, get you paddled properly, you know.
A bit of action.
Exactly. He's a good guy. He's down in Roanoke. Takes a train up here.
Okay.
Like 5 hours. So I'm smoking my Oliva V for victory over the have you noticed that all the women that are bitching the loudest at these protests are like 400 pounds, a brown eye, a blue eye? No man in their right mind would impregnate them. No, there's not enough liquor in the world to get a man.
Honestly, I don't know why the gay community isn't an uproar about women's rights.
Well, the gay community will never have any kids. No, I thought you would support that.
I mean, I'm okay with people not having kids because having kids is not good for the environment. So you should just take the vaccine. And
all the methane?
Yeah.
The methane?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the name
do
of
AIDS.
It.
Do it.
So Tesla just fired like 2,000 people from one of his plants. That's...
Yeah, and Tesla will also be saying that they're going to drive people to go get an abortion if they want to.
It's Frank the Bodyguard. Who's this?
This is Philip Van Cleve.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm outstanding. I got my protection handy and, saluted my flag this morning. Pissed off a bunch of liberals, and it's a good start. So, tell my listeners who you are and what you do, please.
Okay, all right, sure. My name is Philip Van Cleve, and I'm the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. If you remember a couple of years ago, there was a massive rally in Richmond, a pro-gun rally in. On January 20th of 2020, it was 50,000 people or more were there, made national and international news even. That was our group.
I was there.
That had that massive rally. Yes. And that was incredible fun. I mean, what a wonderful day that was. Not, no arrests, no problems, no trouble whatsoever. Richmond was actually cleaner when we left than it was before
exactly.
we got there. And I was even picked up in the press, even noticed that.
I still have my sticker for my Armador. But, yeah, it was cleaner. Yeah. Everybody picked up their trash, which probably doesn't happen in Richmond ever.
No, that's who gun owners are. That's the kind of people that the gun owners are.
So tell everybody about the
okay, well, the VCDL was founded back in the group started back in 1995, back when Virginia was what they call a may issue state. That is, if you wanted a concealed carry permit, you had to show a good reason why you needed one. And we decided that was baloney, that it's bad enough that you had to get a permit to exercise a right, but you sure as heck shouldn't have to show a need other than I want to protect myself. So we formed in late 1994, and in 1995 we got the law changed to be a shall issue state where they had to give you permits.
Well,
and
that's been fantastic. I was one of the first two permits issued in D.C. Either number one or number two. I put my paperwork in before the vote. And the sergeant said, well, you know, they haven't voted on it yet, so you might be wasting your money. I said, yes. But if I'm right and they voted in, I'm going to be like number one, number two. He goes, if they voted in, I will personally carry your paperwork up to the captain's desk. And I got my license. I still have my license. I have about two or three days later, it came in the mail.
Yeah, what a story that was.
Yeah,
he carried up for you. That's pretty good. Well, I've had a Maryland permit for a few years, so that's not easy to get. That's amazing.
No,
that's going to change.
I hope so. So what can my listeners do to help you out? Because I see you at the at Dulles all the time at the gun show.
Yeah, we have a table at the gun show in Dulles. Well, our website, vcdl.org, that's V like Virginia, C like Citizen, D like Defense, L like League, vcdl.org is an organization. vcdl.org is our website. There you can see what the gun laws are in Virginia. You can join the organization. You can contribute to the organization. You can see some of our accomplishments. You can also see a picture of that rally I was talking about in 2020. That's on the front page. There you can besides the state laws, you can also see what your local laws are. There's 16 localities that unfortunately passed their own gun control. Our job will be to repeal that in 2024 after the Virginia Senate is up for elections in 2023.
Well, that's what I'm looking for. I have a Virginia, D.C., and, of course, Utah. And it's one of those things where I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And, yeah, so it's everybody goes, oh, well, it says nothing about ARs. No, the Second Amendment is for the possibility of making unjust laws correct for a tyrannical government. I'm not advocating overthrowing the government. I'm not insinuating overthrowing the government. I'm just saying that's what the Second Amendment is about.
It's there for a last-ditch effort when everything else is good, when the whole world is going up in flames. That's what it's there for.
Exactly.
By the way,
the
Founding Fathers, as usual, were brilliant. I mean, their writing, everything, it was just amazing. Just a side note on that, one of the things I liked, that again showed their brilliance, was Ben Franklin, who said, talking about writing somebody a letter, he said, I would have written you a shorter letter, but I didn't have the time. And I thought, wow, how succinct is that to explain that the writer has the job of making something readable for the reader? It's not the reader's job. But anyhow, the Founding Fathers said, right to bear arms. Arms covers a wide swath of not only what they had then, but that would cover things in the future that are similar items. So the AR-15, by the way, is the most popular rifle in America right now, and has been for quite a few years. So the Supreme Court ruled that any firearm that's in common use is protected by the Second Amendment. So those people dreaming of an AR-15 ban can continue to dream. Supreme Court just said that if it's a popular rifle or handgun or shotgun, forget it. Can't ban it.
Well, the problem is the ignorance with Sheila Jackson Lee calling it a 50 caliber shell, not a shell. AR does not stand for assault rifle.
Yes, it does.
I'm gonna tie you to a tree and leave you there, tree hugger. So, Armalite back in the 70s started Armalite rifle, AR. Sheila yep. Jackson Lee is about as dumb as AOC. Omar, Camel Toe, Brandon, and all the other retards that are up there on the hill. And what they just say, well, it doesn't say anywhere in the Constitution about carrying an assault rifle. No, it talks about bearing arms, and it doesn't say anything in the Constitution about an abortion. And
exactly, and
just,
that's why the abortion.
We just won the big decision on Roe v. Wade, which I'm so happy for. Yeah, right. But I they're saying now that's going to open up for the gay rights, the marriage, and the.
I don't think
they said that Clarence Thomas has to watch out. You know, it'll be illegal for him and his wife to be married.
Reading it. You know, a lot of groups try to make money by making everybody scared and drive up membership. Oh, they're going to come for these rights and that rights. Oh, join us and give us money. That's, I think, it's. I don't see those other things as necessarily being anywhere, being an issue the Supreme Court's looking at.
Well,
but
was it Alito that leaked it? His aide, Alito? That leaked that decision. I can't remember which judge it was.
I don't know if we know. I don't know. I haven't followed the abortion leak as to who did that. I haven't heard. So I figured out where it came from.
Fantastic. And they're all. Have you noticed they didn't burn, destroy like burn, loot, and murder do?
It's good. Things have been quiet. Of course. Yeah, that's a whole different issue. But, the whole idea of our, as I've explained to people recently, you know, if you want to take away gun rights, the only thing they can really come up with is saying, oh, look at crime. We've got more guns and more crime. Well, the problem has been since 1998, gun ownership has been soaring. You know, Obama was a big salesman for guns, and don't underestimate
yeah.
Clinton. And even Joe is driving sales up. Well, what was happening to violent crime during that same period? It was going down. So you had these diverging lines. The more guns was less crime. That's not what the other side wanted to hear. You know, they wanted to hear the crime was going. So what do you do? What do you do if you're them and you're getting desperate crime is continuing to drop, gun ownership is continuing to go up. How do you ever justify taking away guns? What you do is you defund
Correct.
The police, you restrict what they can do, you let violent criminals back out of jail, and you don't even keep
right.
them in jail long. You put them right back out so they can keep murdering, raping, and robbing, and that artificially
right.
drives up things. And then you scream, oh, look at the rising crime rate. But nobody's buying that.
Well, what gets me is where they say that more guns will be more crime. Well, criminals don't obey the laws that are on the books.
Yes, we do.
What makes you think that having a quote-unquote assault weapon ban is going to – and now when Brandon – the funniest thing I had heard in a long time was him telling me about the high-caliber 9mm round.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God. A 9mm has the velocity of X. And we'll reach out 27 miles.
And then knock your lung out of your chest.
It'll knock the lung out of you. Yes. And the other one won't go. It'll go through and just stay in the body. Right. So
yeah.
Coming
of course,
from
if you're not a gun owner, what do you know?
Can't ride a bike. Pardon me?
Yeah, but if you're not a gun owner, you know, you might believe him and think that this is this all high powerful cartridge, you know, this 9mm. Gosh, can blow your lungs out. What does anybody, you know? I can just hear that because some people, they don't know. They have no idea that what he's saying is, he's saying the equivalent of a motorcycle is an 18-wheel truck. That's what he's saying. And, you know, it's like, well, in fact, I tell reporters, you know, call me. Even if you don't want to quote me, you just want to check your facts before you write a story on guns. Give me a call, and I'll be glad to tell you if what you're saying makes any sense to a gun owner, if you're really telling the truth or if you're saying something bizarre. And you'd be surprised the ignorance out there on this whole subject.
Well, the problem is, as you said, the ignorance. And my statement is, you can't fix stupid. You can talk to stupid, you can tell stupid what to do and what not to do, but you can't fix it.
What are you talking about?
So when I see people that thank you, Pete. So when I see people that are ignorant of the laws, the functionality, you see all these intelligent young men being all gangster, pulls a AR platform out of his waistband with his finger in the trigger housing and pops around in his leg. I laugh my ass off when I watch that. How about the guy from the militant black guys that were up there at Stone Mountain? And he said, this is a bullpup. The most powerful weapon in the world. I go, that's not a bullpup, dumbass. It's an AR platform. It's a bullpup. I went, no, that's not a bullpup. But he was supposedly. It identifies as a bullpup. And these are the same idiots that, while in formation, all 400 pounds of each one of them, shot at least three of their own people while in formation. AD.
Yeah, I saw some videos.
It was an AD. Yeah, whatever.
There's the one of the cop, too. Remember the cop in Florida? He was in a classroom, I guess, I don't know, maybe 12-year-olds or 14-year-olds, and he said, I'm the only person that's, has been trained enough in this room that can handle this
Glock.
It
was a Glock.
He proceeded to shoot himself in the foot.
No, literally, he popped his patella off. He had racked it and went to put it in his holster, and that's why I don't carry Glocks. I just don't, you know. I have a real nice unfired Navy Luger all matching, courtesy of my father. Yeah, the
it's
Navy
be worth
girl.
Some money.
Yes, so much. I'll, next time you're in Dulles, I'll bring it by and let you drool on it. He collected Lugers. And, when is the next Dulles show? They keep calling me. I do fingerprinting. So maybe you and I can talk off air about, me coming to some of the groups and doing fingerprinting, for people, either at Dulles or, you know, on an individual basis, if that's something you'd be interested in talking about.
Well, I think some people are. Of course, Virginia doesn't care for its permits, but for, let me see, Maryland, you have to use their little system, their electronic system, I think.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken,
right.
Do fingerprinting. And I don't know about D.C. It's been so long since I got my permit there, I don't remember what I had to do.
I just renewed mine. It's every year for D.C. It's kind of a pain in the butt, but it works. But it's so restrictive. I can't walk on the sidewalk. I can't walk on the sidewalk in front of the White House, any of the monuments, any of the museums. I can basically go into and get on M Street or Constitution, serve my summonses, and get out. That's about it.
Yeah, they got a ways to go. In New York went, it was even worse, if you've seen what they've done. I mean, here's what they did that absolutely blew my mind. You know, they said, well, even for private businesses, unless the business posts a sign, you can't carry there. So, you know, so I'm thinking, so okay, so if they don't want to be searched without a court warrant? Do they have to post a sign that you can't search their premises without a court warrant? If they don't post, it's okay to do it. You know, it just shows you. And so who is it this New York governor thinks she's stopping from committing crime? The people that get permits in New York go through the training they're going to require and pay the fees and everything else. Those aren't the bad guys.
Right.
They're committing zero crime. So you're gonna panic and tell those nice people that have been background checked and everything, trained and the whole bit, that they can't carry hardly anywhere. But yet gangbangers are running around shooting people left and right. That doesn't seem to – you know, I think what happens with some of these people, and she should know better. I think this is all just pure baloney. But they think any gun owner is a gangbanger. I mean, that's just the mentality a lot of people have. They don't realize that the vast majority of people that own guns are excellent people. They don't shoot others. They don't commit crimes. Most of them have perfectly clean backgrounds, probably cleaner than the people that don't think other people should have guns. So it's frustrating because that's not government's role. Government's our servant, not our master. But in New York, they think it's their master, that it's the government that bequeaths you the power to do things. No, it doesn't. It's our servant. You know, it just frustrates
Look at the Chicago mayor. She's worthless. She's an idiot.
Oh, yes. She's less than worthless.
I'm sure she if – My feeling is stop the Cadillac plans for the members of Congress. Stop the lifetime pensions. Stop their transportation costs. Stop their protection costs and make them fly commercial, paying their own money. You take all that away from Congress and watch what happens. Oh, what do you mean I can't get driven everywhere? Well, Pelosi's husband driving around didn't work out too good, did it?
You could have a Chinese spy, too.
Yes, and then you could date a Chinese spy if you want and pay pay for your hookers that way.
And then go after people that are good people. Meanwhile, you're dating a spy. Yeah. Oh, it just goes on and on. I'm just praying that the elections coming up are going to get some of these people out of there. They don't need to be in government. Now, there are people in government that are extremely good, and I've met a lot of them that are top notch. But unfortunately, government also attracts the kind of people that love power, love to dominate. You know, I could care less what you do in your life. I could care less. As long as you're not hurting anybody, I don't care what you do. I've got my own life to worry about. But there are other people that live to dominate and control others. I don't understand it. It's not part of my mentality, but there are people that love that. It's better than sex for them to be able to control other people. And then you start looking at the people, you know, like the governor of New York, the Chicago mayor, all these people. That's the kind of person that's attracted to government that should never be allowed within 1,000 miles of government.
Well, let alone telling other people how to live. You know, don't throw stones when you live in a glass house. But as long as they talk to us every 4 years when they need to get reelected, and then you don't hear from them anymore. And then you have the liberals wanting to teach if I had small children, about well, what do you want to be later? I don't know, maybe a fireman, policeman. No, little Johnny. What gender do you want to be? What kind of crap is that? And they would have given the immune blockers to 3- and 4-year-olds to stop their puberty?
Everything is heading towards the same direction. Now, back when Khrushchev pounded his shoe on the podium back in the 50s or 60s, I forget if it was late 50s or early 60s, somewhere in there, he was pounding his shoe on the podium saying to America,
53.
He would bury us. And it wasn't about nuclear weapons. We had them out nuked. He wasn't going to nuke us. He was going to tear us down from the inside, destroy our institutions. What you do is you get certain people into government, certain people into schools, and so forth. And then pretty soon you can knock the pillars out that hold up the country and just watch it collapse. You don't have to nuke them. You don't even have to go to war with them. You just let them collapse. And they've done that to other countries. So I think it took them 50, 60 years to get to the point where we are now, but they knew it wouldn't happen overnight.
Well, like what Loudoun County did. They used the FBI to go after the parents that were upset because their little kids were being taught about transgender and having sex reassigned. And that's not for the school. And that's where the former governor screwed up when he said parents shouldn't be involved in the decision making.
Yeah, McAuliffe, I'm so glad you said that. That sealed his fate right there and tells you that parents love their children and they don't like this. And this is being – the news is making it – everything seem, you know, everything is commonplace, the things that are going on now. But, and the whole idea of turning the police against citizens for their First Amendment rights, you know, that sounds a lot like Hitler and Stalin, doesn't it? I mean – you know, you've got, instead of the police being unbiased and just enforcing laws, now they simply, they're weaponized and they just become a part of the political party that's in power.
Yeah. Well, it destroys from within.
Yeah. If you can't trust that, then pretty soon everybody's frightened. The thing that saves us is the Second Amendment. And that's why they've been trying so hard to rip it away from us. But they've been, you know, we've been blessed that at every real step they've tried, it hasn't worked for them. It's not working the way it's supposed to.
And now they want to get rid of the filibuster, stack the court, which will just make things worse. And then they, yes. Have you seen the clip of Biden saying he agreed with Roe v. Wade back in the 70s? There's an actual video
right?
of him. Or
wasn't
there
one of
his
saying he disagreed, right? He didn't. He was in the video I saw.
Reverse Roe. He was.
Oh yes.
For a pro-life, and
yes,
that's fact. I mean, and now he's flip-flopping. He flip-flopped about. First thing he does is get rid of the pipeline, which is great. He bars any new drilling, which is just. Total stupidity, and it gets worse. So in 2024, we have to bring America back, or take America back. And the liberals that are trying to run this, I have no patience for.
Do you have any patience for me?
No, I don't even have any patience for tree hugger, and the women that are complaining about the Second Amendment, you don't need guns. Why do you need 100 bullets? I said, because the gangbanger might have two 60 round drums.
Actually, I've got a video that I forgot about. It's something I probably need to put in an alert. Now, it's one where somebody ends up dying in it, so it's not necessarily for the weak stomach, but it's a police officer that a guy was coming at with a club to hit him. And beat him up, and
right.
the officer shot him 9 or 10 times in the chest, point blank. And the guy
right.
kept coming. Finally, he collapsed. But he had 9 or 10 shots just in him. Now imagine if those bullets didn't stop him when they did, or imagine if there were 2 or 3 people like that. You know, a 10-round magazine isn't going to be enough. And nobody's ever walked away from a situation like that and said, darn it, I had too much ammunition. Nobody's ever said that.
Well, the problem was, as they said, like what Brandon said, that horrible high-powered 9mm will most likely go through you, not mushroom and stop, unless you're working with Talons or, subsonic 45s. And it's 940 feet per second out of a standard barrel is enough to do damage, but just because I hit center mass doesn't mean the guy's going to go down. If he's on PCP, if he's on coke, he may take 12 or 13 hits and still keep
Even
going
a shot to the heart doesn't stop somebody. They can keep coming for like 20 seconds before they're finally gone. As long as the oxygen stays in your brain, you're still going. Now, if you or I were – the normal person that's not high on drugs gets shot and has any violent trauma – the brain detects that, and basically usually you just collapse. Basically, it's the body saying, we're severely hurt, we give up. You know, usually you collapse, even though you may not be dying or maybe you're not going to die. But the body detects massive trauma. But if you're high on drugs like you're suggesting, that system is shut off. They don't feel the pain. They don't feel the trauma. So the brain says, keep going. You're a Superman. These bullets are bouncing off you, man. You're not even being touched by them, you know. And so it's a very dangerous situation, somebody high on drugs. That's what the Morrow tribe did. Back when we went to the 45 in 1911 or so, they were being shot with 38 special revolvers out in the Philippines. They just kept coming because they were high on drugs.
Right. And the FBI shooting in Miami, which they were using nines and they went up to a 10 millimeter. I wasn't a big fan of the 10 millimeter. I carried a 45 when I was a deputy sheriff in Florida. And that was just the days of pulling up like the cavalry and putting two rounds into the guy like on the cop shows. The life isn't like that. They had shotguns, which were somewhat effective, maybe stopping the car. But that it shows you how ill-equipped. And I had a close run-in with a female, Greta Gilliard, in Florida. Came up to the mall shoplifting call, had her back to me, and as she turned around, she pulled a .32 out of her purse and put it in my chest and pulled the trigger. Well, it wasn't my day to die because all I heard was a click, and then the fight was on. So I tried breaking her trigger finger. I tried breaking her trigger finger, and if I could have gotten to my knife or my weapon, I would have put three in the base of her skull. But we got her, and she got the attempted second degree on a LEO. But,
well, at least it was the 32. Those people fairly mean it. I carried a 357 Magnum when I was a deputy. Revolvers.
Right,
we had one guy that carried a 1911. The rest of us pretty much all carried revolvers, usually 38s or 357s.
Well, our sheriff said if you can qual with it, you can carry it. So I had my 1911. I was going to carry my Dan Wetson 44 Magnum, but they said that was overkill. So I don't know.
Maybe
so
what 44 specials in it?
Yeah. Well, the serial number on that weapon, that Dan Wetson, was 000536.
Wow.
Very
that's another
very
thing.
Very low number.
Yeah,
it's another one that's worth some money. So what is coming
what year,
up?
When were you a deputy?
You and your organization? Pardon me?
I was just asking when you were a deputy. What years?
Oh, God, back in the 80, 81.
Okay.
I'm an old
part. About the time I quit.
God.
Yeah. Mine was 73 to 80 in Texas. And I moved to Virginia, and that's when I stopped doing police work. All right, what are we up to? Well, we are suing Winchester, the city of Winchester, not the rifle manufacturer. I always have to qualify that because they had to pick that name for the city. The city of Winchester over gun bans that they have. We already had that suit going. We're waiting for the judge to rule on it because they were banning guns in community centers, recreation centers, parks, and at permitted events. And the judge wanted to see what happened with the decision on Bruin at the Supreme Court. And now that that's over, hopefully we'll know something in early August. And hopefully they'll overturn that ban. Then we can begin to overturn that same ban in Richmond and Charlottesville and Fairfax and Arlington, all those places, all those communist-type locations that have decided that citizens' rights are secondary. Those places will hopefully be doing that. And then in 2024, our goal will be to get that law taken off the books so nobody, no other locality can do that. I will say this. When we had that massive rally, we also had those Second Amendment sanctuary movement going on right before that when we had thousands and thousands of people showing up at Board of Supervisors and City Council meetings. I'll say that that kept the number of localities that passed local gun control very low. We have 16 out of 194 localities. That's all. Only 16 passed their own gun control. All the rest of the state did not do that. I think that's important. And it shows, again, which localities did it, the communist ones, Roanoke City and Charlottesville and Richmond and, Fairfax County and City, all that. stuff. Those are the ones that did it, the ones that have no respect for the citizens that live there. So that's our main thing. And then January will be our, you know, the General Assembly starts. We're going to have Lobby Day again. Lobby Day is always the third Monday in January. It's Martin Luther King's King Day. That's the day we pick. Yeah, it's a holiday, but they're in session. It's a federal holiday, but the General Assembly is in session. So we'll be doing that again.
Well, I'll make sure I get your information from Tree Hugger and stay in contact with you. And if something else is coming up any Saturday, you're welcome to call in. You have the number. I appreciate your time. And, good luck. Keep the faith.
Yeah, thank you. I enjoyed it.
My pleasure. You have a great holiday. God bless America, and let's go, Brandon.